the government and the media, in not taking these statements seriously, are severely hampering our ability to defend ourselves and to defend our nation and indeed the Western world as a whole against this threat.
Well, I'm so full of cake. If I eat any more cake, I'd have to vomit first. Sometimes I'll eat two or three cakes in a single day. I love cake. I can't be any clearer than that. I just love cake. I'll eat every cake in New York City. I can't even go into bakeries anymore because I'll eat all the cake.
Explains the basic teachings of Islam that give rise to violence and fanaticism in the world today, and go into the Crusades to demonstrate that while the Crusades are a hot potato today and people are apologizing for them and so on, actually they were largely a defensive measure against the same Islamic Jihad aggression that we're seeing in the world today, and nothing for Westerners to be ashamed of.
Well, I'll say, where's the cake? Give me the cake. Get the cake. And they say, we know how very much you love cake. We know you very rarely have any money for any of our cake. So get out of here, because you can't afford the cake. But we know how much you love cake. So get out of here, you can't afford the cake.
Well, religious freedom is, without question, a top priority of the Family Research Council, and we'll continue to follow this case and keep you posted as we communicate with this administration and those in Congress about the need to protect Abdul and others like him all around the globe.
Well, and I'll punch somebody in the head for some cake. Give me all your cake. I love cake. Just give me your cake now. I love it. I love cake. Give me your cake.